joined by The Guardian's Martin Chulov, who's made it into Syria. Martin, you're somewhere near Homs. What are you seeing?
Well, much of the countryside in the lead-up to Homs has actually been taken by the Free Syria Army for now, and we can move around. But as we get closer to Homs, where we are now, there is a lot more fighting. There's gunfire all around, rockets are landing, casualties have been streaming out of Homs into various medical clinics. We've been to a clinic this morning. Four people were brought in dead. Another couple died when they got here. So it's very intensive military activity in the Homs province itself. It's very tense. There's a lot of gunfire and there's a lot of shelling.
Activists inside the city are portraying this as just a one-sided bombardment, particularly of the Babar Amro area. Outside, is it very much sort of fighting taking place rather than just one side?
Well, there's a two-way gunfight going on here, or so it would seem. There's certainly mortar fire coming into where we are from regime forces, and there seems to be some gunfire coming back. We did see a resupply come in this morning of very old mortar tubes, rusting mortar tubes, so there is some attempt to try and set up a defensive perimeter or a fight back. But as you say, it is by and large one-sided. The regime is not looking to take ground at the moment. It's not advancing its forces. It's softening up Babar Amro and Al-Qaladir and other places nearby with what appears to be a more heavy rocket round today and some artillery. In the past few days we've seen mortars and smaller rockets. Today they've stepped it up a little.
What kind of weapons are the defected soldiers fighting the regime with?
For the large part it's Kalashnikovs and RPGs that they're carrying with them. As I say, we did see a resupply come in this morning of very old mortar tubes, rusting mortar tubes. They've been around a while. They had no markings on them, and they certainly weren't new weapons. And there were some small rockets that came in as well. But by and large, it's the Kalashnikov and the RPG.
Does it look like a civil war to you?
Oh, it very much does. It very much has that feel. The Free Syria Army is able to hold some territory at this point, and they are. They do have the stated intent to overthrow the regime. They are getting resupplied, and their numbers are steadily building. So it very much has a grim, foreboding feel of a place that already is in the midst of a civil war.
But the fact that you've made it in, does that suggest that the Free Syrian Army does hold quite a lot of the territory?
It does hold some. It does hold some strategic parts of Syria, especially near some border crossings from Turkey and we believe from Lebanon as well. It has been able to hold that territory for up to a couple of months. So, the fact that it's held ground does show that it does have a resilience. And, you know, they're looking to consolidate those gains and to advance on the regime once this shelling stops.
What's the mood of the defected soldiers?
Very tense. Not much talking going on. Most of them aren't sleeping. All those that we've spoken to today look traumatized and look like people very much in the middle of fighting a war. There's no laughing, there's no joking. It's just a very grim focus.
Okay, Martin, keep us posted. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.